So, Brendan, we are, as we were mentioning before the recording here got started, we're already, you know, in the Folk on the Rocks week as people are, you know, listening to this. Obviously, this will be playing throughout the week leading up to Folk, but we're sitting here on Tuesday morning and, you know, it doesn't really feel like we're less than, you know, less than a week away from when Folk's going to get started. So with the incredible lineup that that we have this year, of course, we got, you know, the big artists like Broken Social Scene and Serena Ryder, and also some really great, you know, Northern favorites coming back. I know one band that I heard a couple of people are really excited to see is the Lemon Bucket Orchestra. I've been hearing a lot of people talking about how they're excited to see them. Who are some of the artists that you're real excited to see, Brendan, or get the chance to listen to?
Yeah, number one for me is Lemon Bucket Orchestra. I saw them years ago and they were awesome. I'm very excited to see how Broken Social Scene, because they're a bunch of different musicians jamming or something, right? So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how that works out. Of course, yeah, Serena Ryder. I'm really excited to see Desiree Dawson. I got to work with them when they were having their residency up in here in November. They're awesome. Those are the top ones. Mm-hmm. And with Worm the Rocks, I got to shout out Parts, my favorite local band. So
yeah, I was gonna mention them as well. Parts is also going to be at Worm the Rocks. That's a lot of fun. Of course, you were mentioning Lemon Bucket Orchestra that same night at Worm the Rocks. Parts will be performing at 7:30. And, of course, they will be, like I said, continued on by the Lemon Bucket Orchestra at 12:30. So it's going to be a great night of performances Friday all the way through Sunday afternoon. Continuing talking about Folk on the Rocks, Brendan, of course, you are going to be performing on the True North FM stage throughout on Folk on the Rocks weekend. I know we can expect your performance to close off the stage on Saturday. And obviously, we don't need to give away everything that you're going to be playing. But for people that maybe haven't had the chance to hear some of your local shows here, Brendan, what can people expect from your performance this Saturday?
We'll be playing the hits from the three songs I've released so far. We're going to play some songs from the upcoming album, which, yes, it's still upcoming. We're hoping around October. And I got some new ones that I'm really excited to share. And for Sunday, we have a surprise cover, as long as I don't blow out my voice.
Well, that's exciting. It's like, so it's a tentative surprise cover. It's like, we'll see how Saturday goes. And you guys are at the Beer Garden on Sunday, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. It's always so it's great if you plan to head down to the Beer Garden on Sunday and you want a bit of a preview of what Brendan McIntosh is like. Check him out Saturday at the True North FM stage at Folk on the Rocks. Moving on, there has always been, I guess, like in this festival week when I've talked to artists, there's always like this slight air of nerves because obviously when it comes to performing live, no one is going to be like, you know, completely no nerves whatsoever heading into a performance. But it isn't often where we get a local artist or rather like yourself. This would be, Brendan, is this your first time not only getting, you get to perform at both days at Folk on the Rocks, the Saturday and the Sunday?
Well, when I was a teenager, we won the old Rock the Folks, and we got to play at Folk, but it was at 9 a.m. at the Beer Garden, so there's like 10 people there. So this should be a better outcome than last time.
And what is kind of your, what has it been like for you getting ready for Folk? Like, what has been that like for you?
Holding off on practicing until it started to stress me out. So so we're practicing pretty hard now.
Yeah, I think that would be the same thing for me. Like, you don't want to sit and start, you know, start the whole process of going, because I'm the kind of person where if I like work on something for so long, you can work on it like too much. Yeah, and now it's like, and now I'm just making it worse every time I like go at it again.
Yeah, you don't want to feel burnt out while you're working on it. Yeah.
So it's definitely like you're saying there, it's the trick of like, when do you start practicing? Because it needs to be that proper amount of time where you feel like not too unprepared, but not too prepared, if that makes sense, is what we were saying. And of course, we touched on a little bit because you said not the first time you've gotten to grace the Folk stage, but definitely will be the time you get to grace the Folk stage with at least more people watching you perform. But as someone that has been up here in the North for a while, can you think of, because obviously when we talk about Folk on the Rocks, there's the five stages of talent, but there's also the really tasty food that's there every year, the just crowds of people you hear. And I chat with so many people where You know, obviously when I grew up in Ontario, you never really had to drive too far if there was like a music festival going on. But it's so great to see when you chat with somebody, say, like I chat with so many people who, you know, just come up from Grand Prairie for the weekend for Folk on the Rocks, or, you know, they came from High Level, or they just flew in from Nunavut just because they're like, oh, I don't get to go to many music festivals, so this is the one I get to go to. So as someone that, you know, you've been to the North for as long as you have, do you have, you know, a part of Folk on the Rocks that that you would say you really enjoy the most? Because obviously, you know, goes without saying the music, but a part you enjoy experiencing about the festival, or if there's just like a moment from a folk festival in the past, like that year that you got to perform at the Beer Garden at 9 a.m, is there a specific moment from folk that when you think about the weekend, it really just, it pops in your head?
Well, I first started going when I was around 12, and I went there with my friend Wiley. And when we're first going there, it's such a large ground, so it's really fun to explore when you're younger and kind of see everything that's going on. Like, you got this nice little village, really, within Yellowknife going on. And, you know, we're both, like, video game nerd dudes, so we found ocarinas. So we got some ocarinas, and we're excited. And then the next day, I say to my dad, I say, hey, have you seen my ocarina? And he said, no, but here's $20 to get a new one. And then the very next day, he's like, yeah, I accidentally stepped on your ocarina. That's like a fond memory.
That's nice, them selling ocarinas at Folk, and that's such, like, that's such a dad thing to accidentally like break the toy and be like, how do I cover this without them finding out that I did this? I can think not an Oaken Arena, but there is definitely a time where like my dad, because we were grew up on a farm. My dad had a pickup truck, and I vividly remember having a little RC pickup truck that clearly had been run over by his truck. And when I was just like, hey dad, did you run over my RC car? He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, just like, yeah. And nowadays we would call it gaslighting, something you shouldn't do to a kid. But it was just like, I don't think he just wanted me mad at him. So he was like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like
about
a tire mark halfway through your RC car.
Yeah, just like, it's like, it's flat. And it's just like clearly in a bunch of pieces. And it's like, something has ran this over. If it had been one of the tractors, there wouldn't have been any evidence. But it was clearly like a vehicle had done it.
That's funny.
Yeah, Brendan, that's all the questions I really have for you. I guess just to, you know, finish it off here. Kind of, what are your kind of thoughts ahead of Folk on the Rocks, and kind of anything else you want to say about the festival in the days leading up to it?
Well, the thing I'm really grateful about for Yellowknife is we're so small, yet we have one of everything, and this is our big music festival that we get to have yearly and get to celebrate. And so I'm very grateful that we have Folk on the Rocks, and I'm continuously grateful that I get to play there this year.